Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 2nd of the 5th month, 2025. It is a Friday evening and my name is the Matriarch. Ladies and gentlemen, we are doing the most out here and we are having a wonderful, wonderful evening where we are most now, just Fridaying. Ladies and gentlemen, did you guys go to work today? You guys, the Friday, like Thursday is off and then Friday you are back on and then Saturday you are off again. Like it's crazy, but it's most a long weekend. You guys must did put in leave, et cetera. Most. So you guys are most probably enjoying your money, enjoying your lives, enjoying the things that come with being an adult person, an adult doing adult things outside there, making responsible choices and being the best versions of yourself, because you are the best at being the best version of yourself. Moss, am I? So ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, today is the 3rd of the 5th month, 2024 round, when we are like popping the champagne and what. And then the 30-year-old mama would have to pick them all up. And then she went home with a lot of underwear that evening. And she would have to pick it up. And it was just a nice little like, I'm coming of age kind of thing, you know? So it was nice. And she's a reserved person. She's not shy, but she's reserved and she does speak her mind, but it's not explicit. And then she turned 30 and then she just became everything else. Netsowa. Just like that overnight. So who are you in a relationship with, Candace? Oh, Candace, who are you in a relationship with? And she has no idea. I think I'm in a relationship with, no, but that guy is not my boyfriend, man. That guy is just a squeeze. I'm like, oh, you have a squeeze. What do you guys do? It's like, it's in the name of, we squeeze. I'm like, what are you guys squeezing? Like, so you guys only squeeze, or it's exclusively squeezing, or you guys are squeezing other people? Like, what is squeeze, friend? And she's like, nah, man, I'm just enjoying my life. I'm like, you're enjoying your life squeezing people, squeezing strangers. Eh? And then there's another one that is just for, I don't know, conversation, like, but it's like meaningful conversation because he was an intellect. So they would have like, intellectual conversations and they would have like dates where she would dress up and go above and beyond and really be a productive member of society, one would say, I guess. And in that she looked good. But I feel like she just became a harlot. She became a harlot overnight. And it just happened literally just after she turned 30. She just became this loose woman. Now this loose woman was just dishing it out. And I don't understand, like, why are we dishing it out? Like, why is it a thing? Why are we at the point where we feel the need to dish it out without, consequences, without repercussions, without acknowledgement, without any thoughts whatsoever towards it? Right? And she's like, no, but I'm just enjoying my life. And there are so many times that she had to be picked up. You know, these days, in as much as we are saying like Namibia is not safe, Windhoek is not safe, guys, these days are really honestly safe because you can call a car to come and pick you up and then you make it home. Like, you make it home. Nobody takes a number plate. Nobody has to worry until you get home and call them. Like, it's chilled, right? With all these apps that are coming up, it's very, very chilled. So, with that, she would have to get picked up and she's extremely drunk and she's getting dropped off. And the drop off
Penduka.
You're like, but where's Penduka? I'm in drop Penduka. You know? And it is so annoying to be the person that is actually trying to get her home, because there are conversations that she wants to have that are inappropriate, or there are times that she's just, she can't see nothing, she can't hear nothing, she's not participating. I'm telling you, she was tough. As a drunk person, she was very tough. But she turned, I don't know, she just turned to be this person literally just after she turned 30. And I don't know what it is about the 30s that changed her. Because if anything, I would like to believe that in our 30s, we must now become a little bit more responsible. We become a little bit more responsible. We become more settled. We become more content. And we stop comparing, because I know in my 20s, there was a lot of comparison in terms of like the person that you are dating, what you are doing, how you are doing, what you're doing to entertain yourself, who you chill with, all of those things. In as much as we liked to pretend like they weren't a thing, they were actually a thing, because there were people that were embarrassed of their lovers. And I don't understand how you can be embarrassed of your lover, because then are you really in the relationship for forever? Is it really a relationship that is going to last that long? Because lasting that long means that you guys are going to get married. But then how do you go and get married to somebody that you are embarrassed of? And you don't introduce to nobody, you don't show nobody, you don't post, you don't do anything. And that was the life that we had in the 20s, you know, where, maybe if you have a partner that you are very, very proud of, you take them to the forefront, it's my baby, it's my partner, and then your partner cheats on you, and then now you are angry, and then you take them off of social media, and then you delete all their pictures. I don't understand that. You delete all their pictures. Why don't we keep memorabilia? Why is it that we erase people's pictures and erase people's existences if they never existed on our social media pages? But yet, right? That is most your history. Like me, my history is there. My history is all over social media. It's there in my on my page. It's there. My history, which you will find, there's a picture in 2012. Where I was kissing some dude in the dark, eh? Yeah, that was in Oshifuqua. Hey! Ooh, and that was in Oshifuqua. But that was my dude at the time, you know. I was very, very much in love, you know. That was my dude at the time. And then it didn't work out. And then I moved on. And then I posted that one also. I post everybody. If you want, you can go onto my page and then you can just go and look. Okay. So is this one. And then you can go and comment on each and every picture that looks suspect. You can go and comment, who's this? Then I will answer you honestly. Okay. That one, that's my older brother. If you find a picture with a guy with dreadlocks, that's my older brother. Hey, if you find the other one, then I can just give you guys a brief introduction, yeah, to the men in my life, or to the men that used to be in my life. Because, we tell the truth. And that was my 20s, you know? So the 20s in themselves were chaotic. They were not really grounded. And also, I believe that if you don't ground yourself in your 20s and you don't really feel like you know what you're doing, then there is missed time. And in that missed time, that's where I found that I was jumping from one place to another. And in my 30s, right, I settled down. In my 30s, I settled down. But thank God I got the degree already in the 20s. So I didn't have to do that in the 30s anymore. No. Unlike the one that still carries into the 30s. I forgot about that one. But anyways, so with the 30s, I expected a calmness. With the 30s, I expected grounded. With the 30s, I expected less problems than the 20s, because with the 20s, I can honestly say that we were all over the place, or I was all over the place. There was not much that I knew except for when I turned 27, 26, where I redirected my life. 25, where I redirected my life, and then I chose the life that I'm having right now. But I still just expected the 30s to be peaceful, the 30s to be quiet, the 30s to be chilled, and the 30s to have no funny stories. You understand? So with that, it went down. And even when it went down, it was, the 20s were fine. Then the 30s. I'm realizing that the 30s, that's when your spirit breaks apart. That is when your body breaks apart. That is when the clock is honestly ticking for you. It's like, it's not waiting. It's ticking, 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 ticking. Everything is moving. Everything is moving, and it's moving now. And in this, I'm moving now. It's really just you having to buckle up. You buckle up and you take the bull by the horns and you ride with it. You know, you go bulldozing on it, because there's nothing else that you can do, because just now the 30s are going to be over, and by then you will have conditions that you have to live with for the rest of your life. Like, okay, high blood pressure or cholesterol. Oh, I don't know, man. Or any of those things, you know, and also your body won't be as firm, and it's like deteriorating. It's like falling apart while you're still here. Or at least my 30s are. Everything else is going well, except my physical body. My physical body, medication, but also I've realized that in my 30s, I had to be like, I had to experience the biggest challenges and the biggest tests of all time. I had to learn how to be patient. I had to learn how to be tolerant, but it wasn't be tolerant and be patient and take your time to get to learn these lessons. I had to learn them now. It's like, guys, there are two kids that are sick in the house. Okucha, there are two kids in the house and one is sick. The other one, we don't expect any trouble from you. We expect you to be on your best behavior, because we are already focusing on the sick child. So we do not need you to be all over the place. You need to be extremely good. That is, it's like, it's crunch time, you know? And everything has to be achieved in your 30s. I don't know about you guys, but for me, it's like, oh, 30s is like this little kind of milestone that we must reach now, and we must pass, and we must succeed, and we must do our best, and we must excel. And the more we excel, the more we grow, the more confident we become, the more, you know, in tune we become, the more better I feel we become. And then we'll get to a point like cuckoos, where we can just talk the smack we want to talk, and nobody can do anything. Nobody can say nothing. Nobody can, because we are what? We are the seniors and the matriarchs. So we were talking with a friend of mine, and she said that we had let ourselves go within our 30s because we are so focused, right, on this thing of, let's try and just make it work. Let us be at the prime of our life, and let us just, you know, go and get the bag, get the dough, get the guala, get the guaps, you know. And it's true, because when last did you even take care of yourself? So, ladies and gentlemen, right before we tune into our initial conversation for this evening, please hold that thought.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Anna. So, hi, Anna. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Mother?
I am fantastic, man. A oldie. Oldie now, huh? Tokonjonga korutuno komwenyo. Oh, that is amazing. Ah, oh, I've been doing okay, you know, falling apart, eh? Body falling apart, but I'm perfectly fine. A little fat also, but perfectly fine nonetheless. Hmm? Oh, sure. Hey, what are you doing? Hey. You're doing nothing. So you are in your 20s, yes? Early 20s. Mm-hmm. How old is early 20s? Like 21, 22?
Yeah, 21. I think it's 21 to 25.
You are 21 to 25? No, I'm asking about you specifically, please.
Okay, I'm 23.
You're 23? Mm-hmm. Okay, so how's that? Woo! How's that going?
I don't know, but I was saying, you know, like growing up,
yeah.
The way we used to see our parents, like, one day I want to grow up, man, and then I'll be like this person and this person.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, now when they are grown, you'll be like, yeah, I wish I could go back to maybe 5, 10 there where you don't have any problems, you're not thinking about anything you're there to be. And then even now, like when you're talking to a child, then you're kind of like, yeah, I'm going to take any of this, you know?
Ha! You would have, if you were born in our time.
I was there, and you'd be like, yo. This was my parents, like, okay, I'm going to go with the teacher. This one is not right, me. And then there's nothing you can do about it.
Mm.
And then like, wow, okay.
Just like that.
And, I think so far.
Mm-hmm.
So far, I think it's going fine.
Mm.
Everything seems fine.
If you had a choice to change something, what would you change?
About
your age.
For my age,
mm-hmm. About your experiences that you're experiencing right now.
What will I change, Annie? I think maybe the universities to be in the north, all of them and stuff. Yeah.
You want all the universities to be in the north?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Mm-mm. No, but why?
Just somewhere near home where you don't have to travel.
Yeah, but it's most not the university's fault because you could have studied something that was.
That at least we could have like okay specific universities that are in the north because not only in the north you only have two.
But you could have just studied something that was there in the north.
There is nothing there. There is only education.
Yeah. Why didn't you just study education if you really just wanted to be at home?
I'm not.
Ah. Then you should have just changed.
But it's already too late. I'm almost done. What do you think?
Yeah. Go in and do what you have to do and get out because you are not furniture, man.
I'm almost there.
Ne? Mm-hmm. The idea is to just go in and do it and get out.
Yeah.
That's good. I like that theory. So, being 20 is, being in your 20 somethings is a fun activity for you or is it not fun?
It is.
Ne? You're experiencing nice experiences? What are you going to say? At the end of your 20s, right? When you turn 29, what are you going to say?
I'm
about your decade.
Just live your life. Like, I mean, being in your 20s is nice. It's not just yesterday you're 18 and then all of a sudden you're 20 something. You'll be like, you're standing this life. So, okay, what will I say? I'll say, like, just enjoy every moment of it. Mostly, like, what I mostly love is, like, taking pictures with loved ones. Like, you know, time is not for me. And then, as you know, like, all of a sudden, I'm with a person, and then I get the fact that I know the person is normal, and be like, ah, like, for real. So, okay, just enjoy.
What is the one thing, what is the one thing that, you have experienced, right, in your 20s that your teenage years didn't prepare you for? Because, like, were you prepared for death, for instance? Because I know that nobody really prepares anybody for death. And then you get to a point where, like, you hear of death a lot. How many times have you heard of death this week or this month or last month? Like people you know, at least in the past 2 years.
In the past 2 years, it's just my grandmother.
Only.
And then the rest is just these people that you like when you click on TikTok and then just.
So death is really like thriving there on TikTok, ne? It's living its best life there on TikTok.
Not the best life.
Because everybody talks about TikTok and death. There's too many death things on TikTok.
Yeah, I think that's the... Okay, I don't know, but then that's... For me now, once you go on TikTok, that's the only thing you'll find, you know? Like, that's the thing. Like, for now, I'm looking now, the guy that was school recently in the United States.
Was he killed next to the school, Luka?
No.
How old was he?
He's about
30. It's the dirty 30s. Today's initial conversation is the dirty 30s. Today's initial conversation, our jump start, is the dirty 30s. We're really honestly talking about the dirty 30s, which, guys. The 30s are dirty.
Are they really dirty?
I don't know. Because I feel like all we do in our 30s is work and be tired. You work so hard, ne? To make somebody else so comfortable.
I can imagine.
It's like, if you were working for yourself, I'm just working hard to, you know, make my life better. They don't understand. Mara. Now we're just at a point where you are working like a slave. Yeah? Left, right, and center. You wake up at 5:30. You do all these things, but it's just to make somebody else's life comfortable because you can't imagine a life where they are not living comfortably.
What our friends are doing for us is what we are doing to our younger ones,
yeah. But nobody told us about it. How will they know?
Exactly. But then, what were you doing at 20s?
At 20s, what were we doing? Okay, for the early parts of our 20s, we were school most now. It was school. It was trying to figure out what you want to do, what you want to become, where you want to go, right? And then we became comfortable within the positions that we put ourselves in. So if it was going to school, you became accustomed to the school life and settled into that. And then you lived your life like that was the last place where you are going to be for the rest of your life. Omaramo. You did, like, yeah?
Going out at night, what is this temperature?
You know you are a senior now when people ask you things like that in your age. Like, no, maybe Peter too. Look, in our 20s, right, or in our early 20s, what was there was we had warehouse. And we had more, fulfilling things. I think that you guys only had like, only have bars and clubs. But with us, we had a little bit.
Okay.
Mm?
Let me say, by the time I was a teenager, you guys are probably in your 50s. The time was now, we used to go to those things of trade fairs, or not in your 50s, but your 20s.
Yeah.
You never experienced those things of trade fairs, whether you go to trade
fairs. Yeah, we did. You know, we did. We travel to go and attend trade fair. Travel, my friend. Travel to go to the coast. Travel. Travel for alcohol. It was just, like, in all honesty, it was just all for alcohol. I remember, like, we went to party in Walvis Bay. I think I was like 22. Went to party in Walvis Bay with my friend Jennifer. Like, literally just go and party. But I, like I was saying, in our early 20s, right, we had more fulfilling stuff. And I realize now when I'm speaking to you, right, that I sound just like my mother. My mother used to say, "Kucha, pesimbo jetu ote tunanga ini maili huepo." But I realized that everybody in Bera just thinks that their time was the best time, huh? Everybody just thinks, "Kucha, oh, ndeta tuiko kudisanga," you know? And I'm like, "Kudisanga is so old fashioned. Like, what? Kudisanga is just a club, just like our clubs, you know?" But they think that it was better for them. But if I can say it, right, in our 20s, life was a bit more fulfilling because we had spoken word, we had Free Your Mind, we had art galleries, we had plays, we had all these things that the youth were so involved in. That meant, right, that all other 20-year-olds, right, were all going to also to theater. They were all coming to watch, like our shows, you know? We had shows, we had music shows, we had theater shows, we had drama, we had art gallery, like art pieces that we put up in the gallery, we had garlic and flowers, you know, we had things like spoken word where if you decided, right, that you want to be a poet, we would have mentors to mentor you now in this moment and teach you and guide you into the poet that you're supposed to be. Same with comedians, you know? Yeah, with Slick and with Chicken. Same with the comedians, you know? They had like a house. Like all the comedians that you're looking at right now used to be housed by Free Your Mind, you know? Yeah, like they used to have shows. You know, so that was fulfilling for us. That was things like we.
That was the only thing that you guys like used to go to, like.
No. That's now for me as an individual because you know, Moz, I'm also like a hippie. I'm a hippie girl person.
Okay, so how do you feel when you see a 20 right now, dressed all, you know how we girls dress now?
Yeah. I always ask, I don't even do many things. I always just ask if you're feeling cold, you're not feeling cold. Like, it's winter, or it's raining, or you are going out at night, or shitty, and it's just a panty and a bra, kuvitu tararangero. Nengete pa mwoto akuru bane, usi pa wetu, uri different, da?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, No, I just look at you guys and I just like, I always think about the weather. Not that it's very inappropriate, because also we had inappropriate. We also had inappropriate. We did. We didn't have crop tops. Let me tell you, we didn't have crop tops, ne?
No, it's like I'm saying, no, I think you're really
obvious. Check. We didn't have crop tops per se that were explicit like that. But as we actually walked around in a bra. Like, but it wasn't a bra. We used to, you know, the swimming costume tops.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a booty short. Like, we had a short called the bum cutter. So what do you think that shirt it does?
No, I was going to say, like, for me growing up, I never used to, like, see, and, like, because look at the India, I think they're not dressed, like, how we in our 20s are dressing now.
Yeah, you guys are in your 20s. You guys are in the prime of your life. You guys...
It's what I'm saying, but yeah, I've never seen those in the dressing inappropriate when we're growing up.
They're my darling, you know what you should do? You must ask them for their pictures. Ask for pictures. Ask for pictures. Like for real. Ask for pictures. Then you realize, like me, I have many naked pictures. I don't know why I always wanted to be naked. Shitty. I think I even have some on Facebook. I'm telling you. There was even a conversation that we had with best friend, which I know. I'm like, but that's a body from 10 years ago.
why is it still there?
Like, I don't know how to delete it. But also, I don't believe in deleting anything. I want to die one day and you can go through my whole profile, né, and not get tired. Because it's exactly who I am in all my phases. And even when I took the pictures, right? I didn't take them in with bad intention. It was more of, it was an artistic expression. I have, you know, these haystacks that, in the movies, you know, that are at the barn and stuff like that. Huh? Do you know those things? The hay. Ojos in the other father, pakerwa now, other mangwa now. Yeah, they are called haystacks. So, the haystacks are not common. Like, they are not, we don't know what they look like. We only see them in the movies. And then, right, I think at 27. I think I was like, I think I was like, what, 25. Yeah, and my friend was like 27, and she made her first million. Like she made her first million and was a thing. So what she did with her money is she bought a farmhouse, like just outside of Rehoboth. Like, no, just outside of Windhoek towards Rehoboth. A beautiful, beautiful property. So we went to camp there for the weekend. And there were so many beautiful pictures I took. And it was just taken with a phone. And one of them is me naked on the haystack. But also, at the time, no, I don't think it's actually like 25. I think I was like 22. At the time, my body was banging. Bruh. Yay. I think it was my prized possession. I used to like my body very much, guys. Like, woo. Like on a real, I used to love it. Like, I love this body that I'm in. Whether it's dressed or not dressed, it's just amazing. So I think I took every opportunity to show it off. My dear. Every chance I get, and I choose violence. I would say enjoy it. Like, in all honesty, enjoy it. Because there's a lot of rest in the 20s. You guys really honestly sleep well. Like, I don't remember the last time I slept well. Like, I feel like ever since I've been 13, I'm just running on a treadmill. Every year, it's just like I'm running. Like, I'm chasing something, but I'm chasing the dream or something. But I'm running. This, I feel like the 30s are just for running. You guys are not sleeping well for no reason. Like, otamu ikongera. If you think that is not sleeping well, ne, wait until you get to 30.
The only time you get to sleep well is when you're in holidays.
But,
you have to write an exam. It's still okay if you have a test, you have to study, it's exam, it's research, that's
yours.
Hmm. There's nothing nice about it. Yeah, there is, but then...
But the thing is that the sleep that you are sleeping is real sleep.
Oh, yeah, I think
like you are sleeping real sleep, which are otatu kosa pefe, hush. Yeah? You are within. Wakosa. You know? Boy, some of us, you are sleeping, but you are also just thinking of municipality. No, yeah?
I think I know,
Yele. Must be nice. But I would say enjoy it. Like, in all honesty, whatever you're doing, just have fun also. Because it goes, right? And then you become tired. You're always tired. You know, there's never a day that I go through my life where I didn't say, I'm tired. Like, I'm, like, on a real. Like, for real, for real. Like, ndalolok. Like, but the thing is that we are working, Mons. In our 30s, we are pushing, guys. Is those private schools we put our kids in? They are finishing us, man. They are making us born hustlers. Hey!
Yeah.
I'm telling you, talk around to Matangara Mano, talk and drop in my costume shop, talk and nigga, yeah, guys, we are working, and I always tired.
But all in all, in this life,
you
get expensive on
your own. Yeah. It gets better.
It is, huh?
It gets better.
Oh, yeah, it gets better.
But it doesn't really get better, friend. We're just out here. We're just out here tired.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What would 10-year-old you tell 23-year-old you?
10-year-old, maybe 23-year-old.
Yeah, telling you. Like something you wish, ne? You could have gotten a warning for. In the future. Look. What would you say? Nothing. You wouldn't say study harder. You wouldn't say it's a shinanen.
Yeah, for that I would like you to study hard and then prepare a bed, take responsibilities after your parents and
the what? Secure the bag.
Yeah, secure the bed, yeah.
Okay.
Like it's 23, like okay, I'll say because maybe okay, how old are you, Danny? Yeah, secure the bag. Like how should I go to Changa and you go to school? And then, you don't have sex money, you're not going to ask auntie, I don't have. I honestly don't know.
Then ask for taxi money.
Okay. That's why I keep saying it. If only I've never knew what real life struggle is until I'm not doing that.
So, I don't know. My dear. Okay. So, a plane crashed today. A plane crashed in Pioneers Park today.
Oh, the plane now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow, girl.
Like, no, my cousin came home. She was telling us about us, right? We thought, actually, we even saw this coming in or something. And then, when I checked in, we said, no, like, it's in Pioneers Park. Like, ah. Because, like, when she showed us the pictures also, like, they're having cars overburned in their house, and three people passed away under them there.
Four.
I also lost my phone, guys. I didn't even lost it. I got snatched. I got robbed.
You got robbed?
Yeah.
Wow. Nation. That's the old fashioned man.
My platform is gone. My 3 months old baby is gone. And then, like, if I said, yes, you know, even when I told my mom, would sit down and say, no, I got to sign it here. I'm like, well, how can you be sanitary in the middle of the people that is the province?
Hey. Ngiko ito sa nega shiri, we don't trust.
I was just walking out because this is a necessity. At least you're coming from church.
Okay.
But I was like, maybe you should be grateful in the Zengwa. That is required to send it on that name.
Can move. Old problems.
My dear, now you're just there. You're in the house. You're seeing people are on TikTok. You're seeing people are laughing in the office.
That's how you. And I think that in having a phone that's not a smartphone, right? That is how you realize how many people are actually addicted to their phones. It seems like they just can't. Every 5 minutes, they're touching it. You feel. You're feeling it, ne?
I was even like,
yeah, at least there is radio.
And no, yeah, even, yeah, but then when I was done, I was listening to it, that the difference. I'm like, okay, that's a little bit of a
humor. Please. I know your Katasha didn't come with earphones.
How Katasha and the Katua was pushing them by your high easy mode, Katasha. Just say, okay. Mara, you got managed to log in into this other phone and then I got a pretty racial bullet and message. Oh, I gave you.
What can I tell you? To Jenny Mudhu. Shoot. Oh, but at least we are within.
We are within.
We are within, my baby. Thank you so much, Anna.
Thank you so much, Melody, for calling.
Uh-huh. At least we know what it's like to be a 20-year-old. What it's like to be living your life there as a 20-year-old. You know, sometimes I look at my phone, right? And I realize that the people that I have in my phone are just alcoholics. There's nobody I can depend on. Because, yeah, it's just at home. You don't know. All right, my baby. Thank you so much. I bid you farewell. Good night. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing, ladies and gentlemen? So tonight we're having the conversation of, okay, so how are your 20s going? How are your 30s going? How are your 40s going? What were you expecting in your 20s? What were you expecting in your 40s? What were you expecting? Because I'm in my dirty 30s and I was expecting a lot of relaxation. I was expecting to be out, about and wild. I was expecting to be living my best life, you know, kissing and chilling and walking around holding hands. Now I get, my hand gets held, but it's for like crossing the street. It's for safety purposes. It's for safety purposes, you know? And these safety purposes is like, oh, okay. It's for safety purposes. It's for a time that like, oh, we are worried that some guy is going to come from behind and jump you or something like that. It's not like, oh my God, we're just cruising to Thailand. And it's like, you know, it's like protect the mother of the kids because she's the mother of the kids. You know, this is my wife. We have to look out for us. It's the wife. It's like, oh, okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick breather and I will be right back.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwepo tete okoye ekukulile oshafafana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi dayo loka opone ushenjife nawa nokumona oijamoiri nawa ninge fata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore satimwe bali hea hii nola natu heali bali no heali ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second segment. Huh? I almost said stagnation. Segment of our conversation this evening. And we are talking with now. We were talking about the dirty 30s and how it feels like to be a specific age. And in that, I was also just mentioning that you guys can call in. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. You can call in and we can have a conversation. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. So, you know, last week we had an interesting conversation that I think it feels like it's never ending because we had so many things to cover. And right now here, I've read now a text that says, good evening, matriarch. You never finished our signs of a mental illness within adults. And I'm thinking, how about we finalize it and then we can maybe go on to talk about mental, warning signs of mental illness in children as well? Because I feel like these conversations are actually important conversations. It's just a matter of us putting emphasis on it. And also, just to put it out there, ladies and gentlemen, today there was a plane crash in Pioneers Park where 4 occupants passed away. Now, the scene in itself was horrific. It was horrific. Every emergency vehicle and operator that you could think of was there on the scene. They were trying one, but it was not. And the plane in itself, destroyed 3 houses, or damaged 3 houses. And one of the occupants, I think it was the pilot, was actually supposed to, this is from a reliable source, allegedly supposed to get married in 2 weeks' time. And he passed away today in that plane crash. Now that is just sad. It is heartbreaking. It is yo. It is intense, man, that one. All right. We missed that on that one. It's intense and one can only imagine what to be thinking, what to be feeling. You know, what to take of it, to make of it. It's a very difficult thing. So anyways, ladies and gentlemen, moving on, not insensitively moving on, but moving on. We are going to continue with the warning signs of mental health illness signs in adults, right? Because it's a conversation that we didn't finish. And every single time we're supposed to finish it, something came up and we were just talking and talking and talking and talking and enjoying our lives to the ultimate brim. Ne? Okay, so where did we end it off? We started with excessive fear or extreme feelings of guilt, and then we went on to chronic sadness and irritability, obsession with certain thoughts, people or things, confused thinking or problems with concentration, detachment from reality, delusional or paranoid, inability to cope with daily problems in a healthy manner, frequent episodes of rage, panic, crying, or deep disappointment, alcohol problems or drug use problems. This is what the one we also had, and we had a caller that came in. But dear caller, please call in and give me a little bit of feedback, man, on our issue that we had last week. And major changes. Now we start, tonight we start with major changes in eating habits. Now, I don't know how you guys are going to identify, but with my experience with certain narcotics, or with my experience around people with certain narcotics, is that with weed, with ganja smokers, they have a thing called munchies. Now with munchies, it's eating. But I think it's with all the drugs. Because even with my experience with crack, right? I've realized that after the high goes away, there's this intense hunger. Now, in this intense hunger, it looks the same as munchies. You know, when the person just wants to finish the whole fridge, eh? Eating a whole loaf of bread. Good evening. Eating a whole loaf of bread. I think it looks the same. So I can't say that this is an identifier for somebody that is using narcotics, but I do definitely know that it's a symptom. Yeah? So now if we are using this example within the mental health issues, right? Major changes in eating habits. We could say that maybe your loved one stops eating, or eats smaller portions, or goes and eats in the dark, or anything to do with food seems to be a bit off. It's not their normal routine, you know? Maybe sometimes you could say that the person is growing, or the person is just not into that anymore, or the person is just, you know, they have a higher appetite now. Like, it's something to be alarmed about if the changes are extremely big. So imagine now you have your young adult daughter, for instance, and all of a sudden she just stops eating, or she just doesn't like eating anymore, where she used to like, oh, bring me a crusher, or bring me a juice, or bring me something when you're coming from somewhere, but now she just doesn't. You know, these are some signs that you should also look at and say and ask questions. I believe that you can find out anything that you need to find out if you just ask questions. If you ask questions, it's not necessarily that you will get an answer, but you will get an answer from what the person looks like and where the person is at. You will definitely get an answer from their face, you know? And that's if you know them. And then we move on to number two of this evening, and it is a sex drive changes. This one we've also talked about. And I think we've paid emphasis on the loss of sex drive. Everybody notices the loss of sex drive, but they don't affiliate it to mental health issues. They don't affiliate it to maybe my wife is depressed. They just think that, no, my wife doesn't want. Eh? Or she doesn't want every day. She doesn't want. But we don't actually look at the issue in depth and realize that maybe this woman doesn't want because she can't, because she's depressed, or she can't because she's anxious, or she can't because she doesn't want because, there's a second voice or a third voice that is telling her, kucha, no, you are a demon from Pluto that moved in and now is inhabiting her husband's skin. And you never know what happens. But we always think that, I'll just rape her. Eh? That is where I don't understand this marital rape thing that gentlemen do and don't want to find accountability in it. Because if the person is in that state, then that means, ne, they can't consent even if they wanted to consent. They can't consent. And now here you are taking something from them that they can't even consent or decline from because of the state in which they are. I'm just saying, guys, let's just be a little bit more sensitive towards one another. And hypersexuality, I explained this as well, where somebody's intensely hyper. They're hyperactive when it comes to sex. They're hyperactive when it comes to their sexuality. They're hyperactive when it comes to things that involve sex. And this is hypersexuality. And then high-risk behavior. High-risk behavior, ladies and gentlemen, right? If you want to evaluate your friends, if you want to evaluate your loved ones, maybe you can't evaluate your children because maybe your children are not open enough for you to actually experience this high risk behavior, right?
this one is associated to sex. And you might be thinking like, yeah, but what does sex have to do with mental illness, matriarch? I'm here writing and now people think I'm writing about sex. Listen, there's nothing in this world that is not connected. There's nothing in this world that is not intertwined. Huh? And when we're talking about high risk behavior, we're talking about high risk sexual behavior. Now, high risk sexual behavior is you deciding that you are going to be in a flirtatious manner, going to drink. And you're going to be drinking with a few champs. And then tomorrow morning, you wake up in their bed. Yeah. Where apparently, no, I was so drunk. Mm-mm. And then also, there are times where you are not drunk, but you are just all over the place when it comes to your sexuality, right? You're just all over the place. And in this all over your placeness, you find that this person is sleeping with a number of people or sleeping with whoever they pick up across. I've seen high risk sexual behavior, right? In one of these, she used to be a friend of mine until I broke the relationship off. She used to be a friend of mine, but she was highly detrimental, and she was also not a productive member of my little society, and she served no purpose for our friendship or for me, so I had to cut her loose. Now, with this young lady, she used to be an excessive drinker, so she would pass out wherever. She'd pass out wherever, and whoever wanted to take advantage of her could take advantage of her. She has been sexually violated so many times, but it's because of where she had also placed herself. So, like, if we can count rapes involving madam over there, it's maybe 20 rapes, you know? And she has become so ecunilized, right? Where it's no longer a let's go to the police station or let's go into what or let's find the people that did it. It's like she has thrown herself away completely. So now what I've noticed within this, high risk sexual behavior is that she can start off, she can be sober, but from the minute she walks into a place, she's sexual. Like she's sexual. She can be wearing a polo neck, ne? And she will make that polo neck sexual. She can be wearing a chet skirt until the knees. She will do everything in her power, ne? To sexualize what she is. And then when she sexualizes what she is, right? Then she can also decide to go to the bathroom and have sex with a complete stranger. And in that have sex with a complete stranger, that happens a couple of times with couple of strangers. And also in that, right? There's sometimes no protection. Sometimes there's protection. Sometimes it's just so risky, you know? Like, why are you having sex with strangers at a bar, at the toilet, you know? And that was her life. And that's what I'm saying, that we can't just keep labeling people what we want. Because with that, you would say, well, she's a harlot. You know, she's a harlot. Eh? She's just such a B word. You know, we'll just label her that and just keep it moving. But if we are looking at the symptoms, right, then we can see that, maybe it's also part of a mental illness. Maybe we can look at her with compassion and understanding that, okay, so maybe she's ticking off all the other boxes that we can't see, and this is the only one that we can see. You understand? So just being compassionate with one another is also a very important thing. And then we move on to the next one, and the next one is excessive hostility or violent impulse. How many of us are violent? How many of us just choose, Kucha, like, you know what? If somebody just talks to me funny, you're being aggressive. You know, you're being aggressive, you're being violent. And then also you can push somebody else and touch somebody else's body. How many of us are actually like this? And then excessive hostility. Hostility is when you are hostile towards somebody, like, hey, like, you know, in a hostage situation, right? This is somebody that is bulldozing and pushing you into capturing you, so that they can use you or your body as a shield or as a leverage to trade with something else. Now, in a hostile environment, it's extremely uncomfortable and it's extremely scary. So when you are excessively hostile, that means you are scary. You are like displaying violence, but you're not violent yet, but you are insulting, you're vulgarous, you are going after them. Like, that's exactly what hostility is. Now, how many of us are actually like that? Because we are driving every day. On my way to work today, we were turning at the circle, right? We're turning at the circle and then there was another vehicle coming. Now, and this car was coming. It was supposed to be in the next lane, but one could see that it was speeding. So we opted to drive behind it. Now, the driver in the car, right, is, I think, intoxicated. So the driver keeps swerving between both lanes. Now, he can't swerve between both lanes because he's supposed to stay in one lane so that we can now utilize the other lane so we can pass more, so we can go, we can keep it moving. Now, in this, right? In this, trying to pass this driver starts speeding. Now, we are asking, or not we, guys, I'm not hostile. Eh? Best friend is asking, okay, so what's up? Like, are you driving? Are you slowing down? Or what is happening? You know? Because now it's like he's racing all of a sudden, but also he's moving. His car doesn't have balance. So it's the type of person that can just decide to bump you guys now and then you guys fall off the bridge and you guys are dead. You understand? Now, in this situation, best friend wants to lose his temper or he wants to be shouting at this person, what are you doing? You know? And I'm like, in this situation, do you really think that this form of communication is the best? Like, what could possibly go wrong in this scenario? Are we not just going to die and fry here because of one person that's just going to also drive off and not even remember tomorrow, right? That he actually caused an accident and we died. So sometimes it's just a matter of pulling back, right? Mm-hmm. So that is excessive hostility and violent impulses. Violent impulses is somebody that is talking, you guys are having an argument, or two people are having an argument and one of them is your friend, and you decide that, oh, okay, since they are talking, I'm just going to go there and I'm just going to punch the other guy. Like, why? It's those impulsive decisions that you make that are bad. It's those impulsive decisions that you make that are bad, especially when it involves violence. So this friend of yours just pulls up from behind you and decides that you're going to beat the other person that you're having an argument with. And there you are. You guys are now in a fight, but it just got started by a guy that didn't even hear what happened, didn't know what happened, you know? And that was it. So we move on to the next one, which is suicidal ideation. Now, with suicidal ideation, ladies and gentlemen, is you might be confusing it with suicidal thoughts, suicidal what? Suicidal ideation, right, is to make the idea of suicide seem romantic, you know, where everything ends better in suicide. And this is something that is tragic because it's bad when you think that you shouldn't be alive anymore. You're just like, yeah, like, no, but suicide is just the best alternative. Have you ever met a person that is just so negative and all they talk about, you just look at them and you just like, mm-mm. Like, what's that? Like, why are you doing that? Like, mm-mm.
Like it, it doesn't work. Mm-mm. So that's what happens with suicidal ideation. They idolize suicide, where suicide is the alternative for everything. Suicide is the best thing for everything. And this is when you know for a fact that somebody has a real problem. Somebody is not in a good space. Somebody's really not doing well. And then we have extreme mood swings, where they just elevate from one mood to another, to another, to another, to another. And you don't know where to place them. And later on, you come to a place where you don't want to talk to this person anymore. You don't want to be in the same space with this person anymore, because this person flips. This person just, yeah, you guys were laughing now. And then next minute, yeah, do you remember that other time when you stole my $10 in grade 5? You're like, yeah, but dude, we are 50. You know, why are you still remembering that? Ah, you think that, yeah, then it just goes south. Extreme mood swings, I would define as it goes fast. It goes south very fast. It goes bad very fast. Like, and with a person like that, it seems as if it's better to just stay away from them in one way or another and just, and that's why you find that at the end of a journey with mental health issues, right? The person tends to be left with nobody except family. They tend to be left with only people that must be there by default because they are related. And some relatives even move away, but later on it's only relatives that are there. But it's because of all these little signs and making it difficult for them to actually cope with other people. Now imagine having a person that is extremely moody all the time. Like you wake up in the morning, like you're like, oh, good morning. And then they say things like, yeah, I was so good about it. Like, what do you mean? What is so good about it? It's 5:30 in the morning. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. What do you mean? What is so good about it? Everything is good about it, Moss. It's a good life. Everything is good, Moss. And then you find like, yeah, there's just nothing that's good, you know, and then, okay, then you go away and then you go and maybe change the channel. And then they come to the sitting room and they are outraged. They are angry. Which, yeah, who said change? Yeah? Mind you that when you got there, the TV was actually off. The TV was off. Nobody was watching. Then you switched it on to just come and watch, news or something. And then this person comes and the person is yelling at the top of their line, like, yeah, who said switch it off? Eh, who said switch on the TV? And then all of a sudden it's a story of, yeah, in this house, like, yo. And it's a fight that, like nothing happened. And then after the fight, it's extreme sadness, for instance. And then they're like, yeah, I didn't mean to stab you. And I'm so sorry. I just don't know what's wrong with me. And yeah. And then after that, it's a feeling of, yeah, remorse and guilt. And then after that, it's, I don't care. It's blank face. Like, I don't care. Like, yeah, so what? Hmm? Hey, I did it. So what? Like, it ain't nothing. Anyways, so. Yeah, they just brush it off like nothing happened. And then the next one is inability to perceive changes in one's feelings, behavior, or personality. Now, I feel like this one is a difficult one, because how do you perceive the changes in your feelings and your behavior or your personality when you are within? With personality, I can identify. With personality, I can identify, because there are certain things that you know about yourself. There are certain things that you can do like clockwork. There are certain things within you that are just there, and there's nothing that can be altered or changed, right? And you know these things. So even when they don't happen, you know something is amiss. For example, you are a person that is a jolly. You are a person that's jolly. You are a person that greets. You are a person with respect. You are a person that loves seniors, right? And then one day you're walking down the street and this senior person is crossing the street, but they're having difficulty. Now on a normal day,
right? It is within your personality to actually feel sympathy for this old lady. You feel the sympathy, you know, which, it's within your nature to feel sympathy for this old lady. And the action that comes after the sympathy is wanting to help. So now how you can identify, which there's something there, or you can identify, which that you have an inability to perceive changes within yourself, right? Is you knowing that on a normal day, this is what you would do because this is part of your personality. This is part of who you are, that you would feel sympathy and you would want to help because it's part of your personality. Now, how you can identify, right, a change within your personality is identifying how you actually felt when the old lady was struggling. And if you can say, I didn't feel anything, then there's something that's off with you, because you know, most, you are a compassionate person, you are a loving person, you are a chilled person, you are a what person, right? And excuse me, guys. Oh, And in this, you can also say, and in this, you can also say that, okay, within my personality, I know that I'm a sympathetic person. I'm a loving person. I like certain things and I would do certain things. Nobody even has to ask me. And when I find myself not feeling any sympathy towards the old lady, and also I didn't do anything about it, you know, didn't feel nothing, didn't do anything about it, just kept walking. And then the worst part is that maybe this old lady went and fell down. And you just looked at her and you continued, but on a normal day you wouldn't. That's how you identify. There are just certain things. I know that sometimes you can't identify things like you are irritated or you are not in a good place, or you are behaving out of character, or you are doing what, or you are doing what, right? I know that sometimes it's very difficult to actually comprehend that one, or to feel it, or to understand where exactly you're at, but that is how you identify. On a normal day, I would do this, but today I'm doing this. Like, what's up with me? You know, like, how do I feel today? Like, today I feel like nothing. Like, how do you feel like nothing, my friend? You don't feel happy. You don't feel content. You don't feel chilled, or you feel like you're just relaxing. You're putting it down. And what type of behavior, how are you behaving today? When you're behaving out of character, where you're making noise, but you're a quiet person, you're shouting, but you're a chilled person, or you are being very quiet, but you are naturally a talkative person, or you're being just, your behavior is just out, like completely, everybody is noticing, which that's not you, right? Notice those things, especially when people tell you, people are the holistic eyes. People will tell you if something is up or not. And you should just be in a position to receive them with an open heart. And then the next one is withdrawal from friends and activities that once brought them joy. Like I said, if you want to know if you are depressed or not, think about all the fun things that you like. Think about the things that you like. Think about your life and the things that you like within your life. Which, I like painting and I like art and I like what and I like what and I like what. And I used to go and watch the birds chirp. Did you guys know that in Comastal there's a whole location or a number, right, that is named after birds only? And then there's also another, I think it's another Comastal, where the names of the streets, right? The names of the streets within that Comastal, they're all named after women. It's like such interesting things. Then you find Papagaai Straat, you find Peacock Straat, and they're all just named after birds, which is it's such a refreshing thing to see. Good evening.
Oh, is the program live, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought
it's a wati.
I thought you are AWOL today.
No, I'm not AWOL. I don't go AWOL. My dear.
I all those days you were not there.
I was not AWOL, I was just sick.
Oh, you were sick, huh?
And I'm still fighting, but you know, I'll win me.
Oh, you are fighting with your life.
Bruh. I'm fighting for my life. Oh, so that's what you guys think. But I said the date.
Oh, nee.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, that was good.
Mm.
Oh, today I'm not buying into a program.
Why?
Oh, the topic is very difficult.
Why is it difficult?
I find it really hard for me to articulate myself when it comes to that topic.
What is the topic per se?
You said when one reach the age of 30. What you have picked up? All over the years that one. Yeah, I'm scratching my head now.
Really? You didn't pick up anything?
I did not pick up anything. I don't know how to connect the dots. Maybe.
Connect the dots, man. Okay, what was your life like when in your 20s?
Oh, I was a person of high ambitions.
Nee? And then 30, I'm tired.
I reached the age of my majority, and nothing was so awful that I accumulate anything. I'm still putting the bricks, laying the bricks now.
A decade later. I'm still here, bruh. Because I'm broad, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Where did you think you were going to be at 30? Where did you think you were going to be at 30?
Oh, I'm supposed to be a tycoon person.
Yeah.
A
tycoon person. You wanted to be a criminal.
I'm not a criminal.
What do you mean tycoon? Like Uhoricha. Someday we'll get you into jail. Like you said, you're a tycoon on radio. So where did you think you were gonna be, my friend?
It's supposed to be a successful person.
What is your definition of a successful person?
Oh, to be wealthy, to be, just like that. To have many degrees, like some of our ministers. But there are a lot of stumbling block, man.
You sound very depressed about it, but I would actually like for you to okay, so the idea of 30 for me, right? I think I left elements of room for disappointment already in my late 20s. So instead of I'm a very realistic person. So most things that I am doing, I am looking at them from a realistic perspective, you know. If I'm not going to do something, it's not because like, oh my God, I just don't want, I'm looking at it from a perspective of, I know it's not going to go anywhere and I know it's not going to serve me any good, you know.
Your blueprint was okay.
My blueprint is very solid because I'm a realist.
Oh, you are a realist.
Yeah. Yes, I'm realistic. So I cannot be in my 20s, in my late 20s. For starters, I got my degree in my late 20s. So how can, like, dude, I'm already, I want a house. Hey!
but the series you were on the stage, man. Only Mekolo, Unesigishano.
No, Mekolo things were just elements. Those were just elements of things that I wanted to achieve within my 5-year plan.
Oh.
Yeah,
it's like a company strategic plan.
It's a blueprint.
Normally 5 years most.
It is a blueprint, you know? And one thing that I also have is that I have been gifted to be talented in many, many things.
Oh, many areas.
Yeah, many areas. I'm very talented in many things. So one of the plans was to utilize it to help and to save someone, right? With these talents that I am given. And when I achieve that, I leave it behind because I am done.
Oh, yeah, because
it has served its purpose,
leader,
you know?
Yeah. I heard that the leader, they are prepared to die with nothing.
Yeah.
They die with empty hand because...
As long as my people are full, you know?
Yeah, true.
And that's why even within the musical career, it wasn't about fame. It was never about fame. It was about the message reaching who it needs to reach.
Oh, so you have to put the message across.
Yeah, it was for the message to reach you that needed to hear it. So it was never really about the fame. It was not about chilling. It was not about any of that. It was a conversation that I was having with those that I needed to have it with.
Yeah.
So even when I finished with music and I retired, right? I retired and I never looked back. I haven't been in a studio, right? A recording studio ever since I put that suitcase down.
Okay.
I'm not like these people that you retire and then you come back with a new name. Ha, what's that?
Oh, you want to rebrand?
No, you don't rebrand and come back with the same face.
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, your identity. No, and now, bruh, this dummy. So, near. So, with me.
Oh, you think the market that you were in was saturated. Now you want to image in your market.
No. I think people are just so afraid to try new things.
We are not afraid. Yeah, we are not all prone to new things, man.
New things, what's the worst that can happen? Eh? It's not like they are going to kill me.
So you believe in impossibility.
Yeah, I believe that the only way to do it is if I fail. If I fail, I fail. I try again. If I fail, I fail. It's fine. But I might succeed also. Because I succeeded a lot of things.
So
even with the music, I resigned and I put up my shoes, put up my boxing gloves, and then I retired, you know, because I achieved what I wanted to achieve. So initially with the music, right? It was for the voice. I felt bad about dying. Without ever using this thing that I was given by God.
Yeah, that is talent.
You're like singing. I felt bad. If I'm the Sarah, shiri, God is, I feel like I'm going to get judged times 10 more than everybody else when we go there to judgment day. When you go there to judgment day, I feel like I'm going to get judged times 10 if I don't use everything that I was given here.
Yeah,
so when I, like,
that is your human resources, your asset.
My dear. So I put those two albums there. And I said, Kucha Kat, I'm done, Here's your thing. Little did I know that my voice would still be something that I need to use again. And here I am on radio.
Oh, you guys are getting royalties.
Like, royalty for what? For the music.
Oh, the music, yeah.
No, I mean, like, I didn't think that I would still be in the industry of using my voice. I thought that when I finish with those two albums, I'll be done with my voice things and I'll just move on to just being a normal person where I just use my voice for talking and communicating and that's it. But not, not for money. You know, not for work, not for entertainment. Like I never thought. And then here I am.
Later on, you realize that your voice is your invoice.
My what? My voice is my invoice, huh? You like to make things excessive. You like to make things excessive. And as a result, then conversations with you also become tedious because now you are no longer relatable because you take it to the extremes. Because you take it to the extremes. Now you want to be the only one. You want to be the only one enjoying the conversation, but yet there are over 2 million listeners. Okay, so how would you explain, right, to the guy that never went to school what trial and error is?
Oh, to the layman, to the person in the street.
I don't know if they're in the street. Why do they have to be in the street? And can't they just be in their houses? Muere me strata. Ano ko kuambo kuno strata ne? Ano mama pandant? Mama pandanda? No. Mama pandanda? No. No. Yeah. Like how? That's why I say that at the end of the day.
I know myself, but to translate it to someone.
Yeah. So you should be more considerate. Like, especially with you, because what I'm saying, right, is already conveyed. It's already given, right? And it's already understood. But you are coming in with a different perspective, Moss. You are coming in with a different light.
Yeah.
So when you are coming in with a different light, at least in terms of understanding, we must be on the same page. Now, how do you have a level of understanding?
What I was emphasizing is that.
You forgot. Yes, I talk for a living, you know?
Yeah.
But what is so difficult in saying that? So that everybody can enjoy the conversation. Now I feel like you deliberately do it so that people have to sit up and sit with a dictionary every time you come on. I feel like some people switch off the radio when you come on because they're like, oh, it's that guy.
I'm not here to annoy someone.
You're not here to annoy anyone. Huh? I'm just saying, Kucha, let us be considerate towards our people. Consideration. And then I moved on. And then 30, but with me 30 is, I was always anticipating, Kucha, there are gonna be many, many hiccups. The only thing that I really didn't anticipate is how tired I was going to be when I was 30, guys. I had so much energy in my life. Once upon a time, I was working 7 jobs at the same time. And on top of that, I was also a mom. Fully.
So you have to be multitask.
I was multitasking, but everything was done to the T. Everything was appropriate. Even the jobs that I took in, right, are jobs that required certain hours of my time, certain elements of my time, certain what of my time, like that. So everything went in smoothly. Now.
He was also taking 7 jobs at the time.
Who?
That Nicholas Masile, the financial fitness man.
Okay.
From SA.
One of my bosses was from SA.
Oh.
I was working for a South African company there. That was in South Africa.
Oh.
Yeah. So, like, I had so much energy, you know? What's that?
I like your energy level.
Pese, this is a version of me that doesn't have energy, guys. If
so when you're younger, you have more energy, man.
You guys should have seen me at the prime of my life, bruh. This is a small thing, this one. That's a pretty tontulu, no worry.
That time you were full of energy.
I was full of
this
energy.
This moment you can tell.
Absolutely, I was full of energy, and now here I am. I'm like,
with 50, we came with a lot of responsibility and burden and obligation.
I'm telling you, like I said, I'm always tired. In my 30s,
with age come with wisdom.
Yeah, it does come with wisdom.
I was also anticipating to accumulate a lot of stuff. we are still in gear one.
You were anticipating which I'm going to be a winner, man.
But don't worry, as the time goes on, we hope we will cross that bridge once we get there.
To cross the bridge, you definitely cross it. But maybe also, we can just be realistic also about the bridges that we're supposed to cross, ne? Sometimes, sometimes maybe we are not really, maybe we are not meant to be the millionaires in our families, guys. Maybe we are meant to be the thousandaires. We want to be those ones.
Yeah,
we want to be those ones. So I think, ne? Maybe we are not meant to be the rich ones in our family. Maybe we are meant to make another theory. Like, why are you laughing every time I say that? Now I have to start over. We are not meant to be the rich ones. Maybe we are meant to pave the way for the rich ones. Maybe the kids are the ones that are supposed to be rich. As we are just the gatekeepers, housekeepers.
We are not gatekeepers.
We are just the keepers. We are the cleaners. We are the nurturers. But we are not actually meant to be the generational people that have the money in the family. Maybe we are just meant to bring order also, because also our young millionaires, they need order most. They need to be taught order. Pamwe?
What you are saying, which changes what is not what you speak, is what you do.
Who told you?
Yeah?
Who told you? You read it from somewhere and you just believed it.
No life are practical, man. We believe in so many theories.
We believe in so many theories, Neil. Okay.
Yeah.
So why didn't you go in? So why didn't you go anywhere today?
Okay, ndakula man.
Yeah, lies.
Oh,
lies. You just don't have money.
Brokenness.
It's just you know, that is also part of the things that comes with being 30. I feel like we are just working to just make everybody else comfortable. It's self-abuse, that one. Like, we are just working so that we can have, you know, food, so water, comfortability.
We are working for black Texas.
We're not working for Black Texas. It's not even the other family members. Most of your money went to yourself. You paid rent. You paid rent. You bought food. You bought airtime.
Especially this kind of life, because of living here. is skyrocketing, man.
How much is your rent?
Everything.
How much is your rent?
It's 2,000.
Ah. And you think that that's Karuma. Skyrocketing?
Karuma
kachangin.
Kasara.
Kasara ka nga kana kay?
The backyard.
At the backyard, huh?
Ghetto.
Hey, in the ghetto. Aye. Oh, yeah. My dear, other people here are renting a ghetto for 3.5, huh?
Hey, in Windhoek, I'm a Windhoek and do it. Life in Windhoek is cheaper, man.
You are saying that, but you, like, where
I
you are...
There most.
Where you are living now, it's not even far, far away. Is it far, far away?
Ah, it's not far.
Exactly. You can you walk to work?
Eh?
If you can walk to work, ne? You have eliminated taxi money.
Yeah, I hear it, see, that way.
So you can find a ghetto here for 1.5, eh? But you work in Prosperita, my man. Taxi is 2.5.
Yeah, Kilimanjaro.
My dear, I taxi is 2.5 Aramang. Eh, and your rent is 1.5. How much is that? 4,000.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hot. And you are complaining about your room that is 2,000. Don't complain.
You can't complain. We are not allowed to complain.
You are allowed, huh?
We are allowed that.
You are allowed to complain. Just don't insult God. Just don't insult God. Because what you are having is something that somebody is crying for many days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I'm in support of the proposal of our honorable Elastus Dingara, man. Elastus Dingara. For
what
1 million proposal.
Yeah, what is he saying? Tell me about it.
1 million the person.
You know, Tara, Kana Gameme. Like right now, right? People are fighting for communal land on the other side. People are fighting for this country. You will sell out. We'll sell everything here, man.
Yeah.
No. Ah,
1 million,
Okwinigisara straight.
Aye.
Yeah. We just want what? We just want what? Ah.
It's a
oh yeah.
Some of those things are very complex.
All of us were just fighting so hard. So hard. You know, if we get communal land to be commercialized, do you know that Shanyenga no ngobe, Shanyenga no, Shanyenga no ngobe mo familyo unyoko kurotea randete zikusa kwa adhikende tafarako onanke huya, and until today, no mona, inamona ponande imwe. Gere vine, hapotaka kongara, on China we, alandepo, onkunda wenya uwe.
The powerful brown envelope, baby,
Kanjato. Ah, no. Hey, yeah.
It's a good one, no proposal. 1 million per person.
1 million per person, and get any type. Could I hear more betting? I know. Oh.
Yeah, my holy city, yeah, with the petrol, the energy, from again agreeing, yeah, that one is. It's very crucial. You see, everybody, the machine, everything needs fuel for production to take place. The man in diamond, I think,
When last did you see a diamond ring?
If you... you don't know the diamond even.
We don't know the difference between a diamond, a crystal, and a stone.
Yeah, and
in glass. What if they are lying to us?
Oh yeah, man, you know, my Independence celebration, eating. That's the best thing I propose.
Mona, I'm getting you. You run from topic to topic. Me, I'm asking. You know, I'm asking. Eh?
The color of the diamond.
I'm asking. What are we like? What is the purpose of the diamond?
It's to cut metal. It's what to.
It's what we use to cut metal, ne? So, but we need metal, most. Metal is made from what?
Yeah?
Metal.
From different metal, from different mineral.
You know what we sound like?
Yeah.
Two stupid people, Taitri level.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? Or metal is a penny, can I?
From, we extract the mineral from, yeah?
From the
mineral,
okay, tatufikene. Guys, now I'm by a welding and data. Tete iron sheets, tete no no kawe.
No kawe, aye. So I should go shoga.
Ano kapi kawe tu karong kesa ikeku?
Yeah, but the main people sa nening go ndu tengo jewel. Most of jewels are made.
Atulu necklace, ha?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that they are not a basic need.
You know?
For you to generate that massive million.
Oh, uranium, uranium on the move.
Yeah, I generate electricity.
Oh, uranium, my dear, no ki ritho, no konga elimbela.
Oh, yeah, atomic,
What's that? Ah, uranium, yeah. Eh, na oil. Na oil, and dimwete. Oil, yeah.
Kwa pungu wana imenga sinia agrikasha, mama.
Yeah. I know who decided that we are going to make oils to fry our food. Who decided that we are going to take oil and fry food? Akukanga ali kujange. Oje she tapo shimashon.
Maybe they was extreme and nagoya ni wango kwali mutu.
Unguruwa na rokwa tira nonju huya yos.
Ma kweke.
Shashino na naishata.
Aishata tulirini miwa man.
Yeah, tulirini miwa. Nanga tuli haramon na mibia yetu muka.
Mwana mibia yetu mwa munga.
Mwa mwana wange.
Nene tamu enjoying our press freedom, ane.
Nena? Geshinena ndi ndaya koko sina?
Teni?
I went on a crime scene.
Oh. Oto lange mundana na novembori.
Ndile peke tandi ningo maulai. And it's here can I justice your penny man? Eh?
Yeah, they are specialized in that area.
Oh, I'm a winner. Hello.
I was sure when you got so yeah, you're muta man.
Hello, this is Elizabeth. Oshi, we're not standing in your cabinet. Hello, this is Elizabeth. I was listening to myself, ne?
This
Gabriel, Gabriel, that's it. No, just get the footage, you know. Get the footage, get the footage. You've got a good voice. You can do this. You are well articulated. I was like, I'm well articulated there at my show, not here at Omdana.
So you cannot suit to be an investigation journalist?
I can, but obviously even the investigative journalist, right? They went to training, guys.
Hello.
I made that video maybe 20 times in my life. You know, comedian things. Ambulance, do you know where the plane fell today? You know where the plane fell today?
So I was there on the scene.
So when I was there, now I have to make a good video for Asmos. Yeah? For work. I tried to put open dakacha. Yes, the people they did die. The four people they did die in the helicopter here. But it went well. Everybody is just put exactly where they are going to give their 100%.
I know. This is what the man.
Shit. Yale.
Oh. There you don't tolerate margin of errors there.
Oh. Like here is just excellent.
Everybody's excellent. Man, I are good. Just this year, man, 18 good. On 98, I'm going to that drone man is the person is competent.
No man. Here, tarishon on you, son. Later this afternoon, everybody was there in Windhoek. You're like, wow. Wow. In Windhoek. So he knows. I don't like that. Change. Okay.
You must do it to your maximum.
He said if it's not deep, then he doesn't want it. Yeah. If it's not deep, then he doesn't want it. He wants excellence and immaculacy.
So he don't tolerate the average.
No, he doesn't like average. Why must he get average things if he's not also average?
Some of the people are just mediocre in life.
Anoike.
Simeka aninga. Simeka tu ya mo igrefe ma una Gabriela tu yoro ga tu ala mo.
Gabriela,
unyoko kuli abdama.
Muka ndishikone.
Atu kushikwa wakala mo yendusa.
Ucha kandishikwa kuchu hazipeni. Mbaika ato shite.
Ah, sebab aku tu di mana lembaga kau valve sah aku enggak. Aku defend aku mungkin aku.
Enggak tu defend apa ni? Anak anak kasih shuanikar on talalanga aku cah. Kandi kosa man guys. Nembidara kapot ya kau mungkin ni wajah.
Ashirina,
thank you.
Yeah.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you know what I miss most about 2 o'clock? Is that on Fridays we could bump at the music for 2 hours. I think I miss it. I miss it a lot. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, so we are most now talking. I even forgot to ask men's. We are most now talking about the mental health issues. Ladies and gentlemen, I am live. It's not a pre-recording. I am live. You guys can call in. The number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. Today is a Friday and on chill. Mara, koskei khoukho, dar, baby. Advertisement da, moshi Afrikaans as shikan.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff. The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Ipurane ngeno wapombwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite okoye ekukurile. Oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi todaya njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doye nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi kayo loka. Opone ushe ndife nawa nokumuna oijamoyiri nawa. Ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatimwe bali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali ileko derewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Listen to Eagle FM in Ludritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the person who doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the the past, and it's not something the media will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
The view. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about signs of mental health illnesses in adults. And we have covered quite a number, and it seems as if all these signs are basically everybody we meet on the streets. Everybody, including ourselves. And I'm saying, let us not take it in a light manner. Let us not take it in a not serious manner. Maybe sometimes we just need a little therapy. Maybe we just need to call a professional, and maybe just have a conversation. And it might be something mild. You might just be suffering from stress, my friend. Stress. Because I believe that, adulting is adulting. And when it is adulting, it is really adulting. Where you have to buckle up and wear your big girl shoes. Because there's no time for small girl vibes here. You have to just be at your best. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we proceed. All right. So, the next one is low energy or problem sleeping. How many of you guys have problems sleeping where you guys sleep for 2 hours and then you guys are up? The average human being needs at least 6 hours of sleep, at least, or even four, at least. But you guys only sleep for 2 hours. What are you guys doing for the rest of the day? There are only 24 hours in a day. And you guys say that, no, I'm absolutely normal. And then one day you're just going to check out, right? You're just going to check out and the mind is gone and it's over just like that. You know, we are trying very hard. We are pushing very hard for a life that can end anytime. Sometimes we need to take care of the bodies. We need to take care of the mind that runs the body. We need to take care of us. And sleep is important in order for us to function, in order for us to be relaxed, calm, functional. In order for us to be functional adults, we need some sleep. We need to sleep. To rest, just to lay down the body. Like, have you ever gotten into bed and it's like putting your body down. It's like having a brick and then you are putting it down, like, which, on the pinji, no, on the pin, they turampan on the pin, on the pinji, no, it's not working out. It is exactly like that. And if we don't sleep, then that's how we're going to roll and cruise through life. And it's not even cruising. It is with a manual car that is going uphill, right? With a clutch problem. And itay nana na watu nanene moshike mombaldi. Watu nanene ni mombaldi ahorike. So, sleep is important. Good evening.
People are not calling.
My dear. My dear, but it's Friday, you know. We are optimistic about many days, but Friday, I'm a firm believer in people don't have airtime, they're just listening.
Yeah.
So we are talking about mental health as warning signs of mental health issues in adults. And one of them is low energy or problem sleeping. So do you have problems sleeping, my friend?
Yeah, sometimes,
Why?
Oh, you know, this social media is always distracting.
Social media is addictive.
Yeah, it's addictive, man. Even YFM is addictive.
At least you're not up there, love.
At least there's somebody else. Yeah, at least there's somebody else on the other side that you can call and talk to if you want. It's not the same as other things.
Yeah.
But it was scroller. Woo.
Hey, mukukutweki.
Hmm.
There's nothing come out.
Yeah.
At least, here we are enjoying, man.
Hmm.
But I heard that it will lead to loss of memory.
Exhaustion, exhaustion.
Yeah, exhaustion, yeah.
Hmm.
Your mind will be always be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Tired. And everything. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you are still here. Oh.
Yeah? Very good. I know. I'm not at the channel.
Is
he? Kuvitenje now.
I don't deserve to have a Natasha.
I work too hard. I can have one nice thing, guys. I know.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and you take good time.
Mm-hmm.
This social media is always causing disruption.
Okay.
To disturb our sleeping pattern.
Mm. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's social media that is causing disruption.
What is it?
It's lack of self-discipline, my dear.
Self what?
Discipline.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because social media is not forcing you to do anything, it's a... Did social media force you to buy data? Did social media force you to follow whoever you are following?
Yeah, it's irresponsible, man.
Yeah, it's just discipline. I think we are lacking discipline to something that is designed to make us stupid.
Yeah.
Because if we can't, you know, many people can't even concentrate on a movie anymore. Like, because a movie is most now 2 hours.
Yeah.
In the middle of that movie, they are already bored. They don't want anymore. They can't concentrate.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't want anymore. I don't understand how somebody is watching a movie and then in between the movie, they start scrolling on their phones. Like, are you not watching a movie?
They all be changing, man.
You know, are you not watching a movie? Are you not enjoying? What's happening?
Oh, yeah. Like me, I lose appetite from watching the movies.
You lose appetite because you're always on Instagram. Always on, we know your problem, you.
Yeah, you.
We know your problem. You are addicted to social media. We know your problem. We know your problem. After the Matriarch show, or even in between the Matriarch show, you are just scrolling. You're not just scrolling.
Taking. But me, I like news.
So you are always just looking for news.
Looking for news.
Looking for news.
Yeah.
So we know your problem. You winner.
With the lack of sleeping sometimes to deviate you from to concentrate on the what is matter in life.
Yes.
How can I put it again? I think sleeping is to have full sleep is necessary.
It's important for us to sleep, guys.
It's very important, for us to have a productive day. But I heard that in Europe, people are not sleeping.
Why? Why are they not sleeping?
Oh, they work 24 hours.
Who said so? There's nobody in this world that works 24 hours, darling. No, my dear. There's no one that works 24 hours. Maybe their countries work 24 hours, but not the human beings in their country.
They are not machine which is can program.
Maybe their countries are working 24/7.
They say Africa, why Africa and they are underdeveloped because we are lazy.
We like to sleep. Are we really lazy as Africans, or is it because we don't have much?
Yeah, we don't have much, man.
Katunashashi yo ya kusapini metu dan.
Yeah, but Africans, they are not violent in nature, man.
Africans are chilled, guys. We are violent, but only violent in situations of war. Yeah. Or situations of violence. Except now, when they introduce their alcohol things.
Best friend
is around.
Oh.
Best friend is working.
And then
my kids,
we also want to hear from what's going on the young ones.
You want to hear? Oh, what is happening there? No, but Ndina is thriving and Aina is also thriving. Me, my kids are not stupid, huh? Me, I'm a very proud mommy. Me!
Oh, yeah? They are not dumb.
My kids are thriving because there's no pressure in thriving in a specific thing, as long as you are being the best at being you.
Yeah.
One of my kids even opened his own salon, his own business.
Oh, that's good, man.
A young boy, my dear. Tangeni? Don't you remember him?
Tangeni?
Only
remember Wayne.
Not only Wayne. Wayne Ogrimoskora?
Wayne Ogrimoskora, man.
Yeah. Tangeni, my dear, is having, like, he's braiding them there. They are pandeik straight. It's because men have precision.
Yeah.
Men know how to be precise.
Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, man.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
Oof. That I'm enjoying, actually. Hi, my kids. Umokuli Leo kuli konesinga my kids are excellent, guys.
So did you try to retain some of your embroidery?
To retain them away.
You have to be ready in some time, man.
I fired another one 2 days ago.
You are too managerial, man.
You must
just do the right thing, huh?
You must just do the thing that I'm telling you to. And why are you not doing what I want you to do? I told you to do this. Why are you doing other things? I'm not short.
Hey.
Never, my dear.
You're not short,
huh? I'm not short, huh? It's not that. They just assume, because I laugh and I'm happy most all the time. They just assume.
I was staring at your picture one day.
Was I staring?
What material is short?
I'm not short. I'm
1.7.
I'm not short. I'm not a short chick. Let me make
you. Yeah, short. Who is the shortest in Eagle FM?
The shortest in Eagle FM, huh? Yeah, a lot of short chicks here. I think I'm one of the tall ones.
Yeah.
Me and Helenia are roughly the same height. And then everybody else is shorter than us, maybe. Just hold that thought.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, we are most now doing the most because it's a Friday and we are here. Tutingini.
Yeah.
Hoza.
Who's the shortest?
I don't know who's the shortest in Eagle FM.
The only person I know in Eagle FM is Rudolph.
Yeah, you know him personally.
Yeah, I know. I met him in person.
Chobam Panda is short.
Our doctor. Chobam Panda. Oh, you are not of the same height, huh?
No. No, my friend.
Yeah, I know him. I met him one day.
Where did you meet him?
It was an event, man. He was doing some journalism.
He was doing what?
He was picking some news.
He was picking it from the tree or what?
No. He was interviewing the member community.
Okay. Rudolph?
Hey.
Rudolph is 1.9 or 2 meters. Of course. Who did you think you were going to be by your age? Like, what professional did you think you were going to be?
What professional?
Like, did you think you're going to be a doctor? Did you think you're going to be a nurse?
Aye.
What did you want to be when you were a child?
Oh, okay. That time, I cannot tell which I find that music. Anything which will come on my way.
So you are just a small child that doesn't want to be anything. You just kesheki long. There's no normal small child that wants to kesheki long.
Kesheki long. When I was in grade 8, I wanted to be an accountant.
Now, what stopped you, say?
What deviated me from being an accountant? I don't know.
You don't know what stopped you from being an accountant?
I changed the course, man. Then logistic takeover.
Yeah, and then you just went to be a what? You went on to be a what?
I wanted to be a supply chain manager.
And then? And then?
I'm still working on it.
It's the work.
I'm trying to get my way in.
Where do you want to go?
Hmm?
Where do you want to work? What is your ideal job?
In the marine industry.
In the marine industry. Now, okay. Now, are there other opportunities for other fields?
Yes.
In the marine field.
Mm.
Then why don't you take up those ones?
Our field is
why don't you go and do boiler making for underwater?
Ah, yes.
Why not?
Hmm?
Why not?
I don't like to work with
what?
The heat.
It's underwater.
Underwater. Aye.
Rambo. Yeah.
I can't, man.
Why? Now, why don't you do it just for a way in?
All the things I have.
Yes, you do it for just for a way in. And then when you get in, that's when you can most now give them your supply management things.
Yeah, it's true, man. Now you plant some of the idea in my head now.
Yeah, that's how you do it, Moss. If the way you are doing is not working.
Yeah.
If the way you are doing is not working, then you try another way, Moss.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I will just try to maneuver it to get there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a sheep. It's doable, huh?
Is it?
Yeah.
And why are you not doing it?
Hmm?
Why are you not doing it?
It's because of my... I don't know what... maybe it's, I'll call it a procrastination or what. I don't know what to delay.
It's tomorrow. Yeah. don't catch us in your things. Not all of us. You are there alone, are you?
Okay.
All of us. Are you? Just make your things alone, my dear.
Yeah, what?
You are there alone, darling.
I hear you.
Okay. So, at least...
Angle to nata pongerian.
Angle to nata ki kopwer.
I think you got ready.
Yeah, he's not here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to make wow your language to man. What's your name?
Oh.
Say, saying you go to Abnogar, I took a rate nay. You always feel lonely.
When what?
Hmm?
When what?
When you are absent.
Those are just mental disorders. we must laugh in a life that is not too kind. We must laugh.
Yeah, it's good to be to laugh.
Yeah, it's good to laugh. All right, let's finish up our conversation, please. I have been doing this piece for a week. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Ciao. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Ladies and gentlemen, so we are talking about mental health issues within adults, the warning signs. So, ladies and gentlemen, let us proceed. We had a number of telltale signs, and one of them had been low energy or problem sleeping. And I think that is insomnia is something that most of us have, because we are almost always thinking. We are up and about. We are thinking 24/7, 365. So I don't know, but it's called insomnia, ne? Unusual, intense, Unusual intense feelings or no feelings at all. Now, no feelings at all is a certain sense of numbness. If you just don't feel anything, are you happy? I don't know. If you're sad, I don't know. If you're wanting, I don't know, like nothing. There's just no lust in everything. Then maybe you should speak to a professional. You know, you should have that checked out, especially if it's for a prolonged period of time. And then the next one is loss of initiative, loss of initiative or desire to participate. Yeah. When you don't want to participate in anything, when you don't want to initiate anything, when you don't want to do anything, right? It just happens where you just lose it and you just don't want to participate. You don't want to do anything. You don't initiate anything. You know, you have no initiative, like nothing. That one. Very dangerous as well. And then the next one is intense fear of weight gain or concern with appearance. Now, many of us are self-conscious about what we look like. Many of us really actually care what our bodies look like and what we are going through. So you might say that, yeah, but me, I don't care about my body and I don't like I don't have it because I don't care about my body. I don't even look at my body. I have not even seen my body. But maybe it's just maybe that in itself, right, is a sign. Because if you are wearing clothes that cover, not covering in a modest way per se, but you're covering to disguise your body, then that is a problem. Disguising your body is hiding it in plain sight. So if you have lost a lot of weight, right, but you are apparently not noticing that you have lost a lot of weight, but yet you are wearing things that don't alarm people. Say now you've lost so much weight and you start just wearing you're just always wearing a hoodie. The jersey. In heat, you are wearing a hoodie. In what, you are wearing a hoodie. And if you are anything, if you are not like me, because the first place that gets thin when I'm having a problem is my face. So I might not lose weight everywhere else, but my face is definitely going to lose weight. And I know it is the weirdest thing, but it definitely does happen to me. So what about those that don't lose weight in the face? Where you lose weight everywhere else except the face. So when you wear a hoodie, nobody's going to notice that under that hoodie, right? It's just a body that is falling apart because you have been disguising it. But the question would still remain, why are you disguising it? You are disguising the body because you actually acknowledge and notice that something is wrong, that you have lost a lot of weight and you are unhappy. And you might say that you are not unhappy with the weight loss, but if you were not unhappy, you wouldn't hide it. Then you would most just wear your crop tops like you've been wearing your crop tops the whole time. Eh? And also when you go around and people keep saying things like, oh, you've lost so much weight. You've lost so much weight. You've lost so much weight or you gained so much weight, but it's not in a, oh, you're so sexy. You lost weight. No, it's in an alarmed way. What's wrong? Like you can tell us, you know, and that is how you can also see for yourself, Kucha, the weight loss that you are losing, it's not a healthy one because it goes way too far. Now, in the beginning days of weight loss, right? Especially if you've been struggling to lose the weight and to look nice and to feel good in your skin, you enjoy the parts that are losing the weight. I don't know about slender people because I mean, I've never been slender. I don't even know what it feels like. I there was a time that I've lost a lot of weight, when I was depressed. I lost a lot of weight and for me, this is a very unhealthy thing to say, but I'll say it because it is relatable. For me, when I lost the weight, I felt amazing. In terms of my body, I felt amazing because I'm a chubby girl. So when I lost the weight, I was like, hi, I look good. Hey, I could wear all my shorties from 10 years ago. I could wear all my tops from 10 years ago. You know, I was rocking my clothes from 10 years ago until my clothes from 10 years ago stopped fitting. When they stopped fitting, then it was bad. That's when my mom got alarmed. That's when everybody was like, yeah, but you're losing too much weight. Are you like, it's,
are you on a diet? Like, that diet has worked. It served its purpose. Now leave it. You know, because it became alarming because of the way I looked. It was a concern. You know, and I was very concerned about my appearance as well. Like, do you think that I look thin? Do you think, like, must I put on makeup and then I must make it like this? You know, became so self-conscious. And if you are in the same boat, beloved, these are things, these are not things to bash you or to make you feel bad. These are things to open your eyes to what could, the possibility could be, you know? If you can relate to so many of these points, right? Maybe it's time that you stand up and you actually go and see somebody to assist you or to help you or to even just diagnose you as, no, there's nothing wrong with you, you know? But you have to go to somebody. I don't believe in going to the church. I'm so sorry, guys. I don't believe in going to the church. I don't believe in you guys saying, oh no, I'll go and speak to the pastor or I'll go and speak to whoever. Because the difference between a pastor and a psychologist or a psychiatrist or a social worker or a therapist, right, is that the pastor specializes in other things. Doesn't specialize in counseling. They have counseling as a module, as a subject within their things. Now, if you're a pastor out there, and you went to the school of theology, accredited pastor out there, and you are listening to me talking, and you would like to object, please, by all means, guys, by all means, come through. I don't bite. I only bite sometimes, you know. 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. You can always call in, and then you can tell me otherwise. But I don't advise you going to the pastors or to church elders, because the church elders, they also just went through their lives. Guys, like, let's just be honest. The church elders, I know they have experience with a lot of people, right? But it doesn't make them mentally capable. It doesn't also make them professionally capable of actually talking you down from a suicide attempt, talking you down from a depressive episode, talking you down from a mental breakdown. They are not equipped for that. And you can come and fight with me, but they are not equipped for that. And if they do have counseling or social work or psychology, right, in any of their fields, it is definitely not extensive. It is not something that they had to go and study for like 4 years to actually understand and grasp. No, they don't specialize in human psychology. They don't. They specialize in spiritual things, theological things and philosophy things. They specialize in that. That is what they went to study. That is their area of expertise. And I'm not talking about the revival churches, because you guys, there by the revival churches, you guys are just being led by uneducated people. I said it. I said it. Find me outside. Send me your witches. Send me your Bluetooth, whatever. Send me your sniper or whatever, but I said it. Like, the revival churches are just being led by uneducated people that know how to talk. They are basically sales people. They are basically people that can sell you Wi-Fi. That's exactly what the revival churches pastors are. And at the end of the day, there is no form of advice that they can give you on a professional level that can actually help you. Not unless you're so deep within the church and you are hypnotized by their sway and their charm. But at the end of the day, if you're having a psychological issue, a mental health issue, right, you should talk to people that are in the mental health profession, not a pastor. Pastor Shirley, pastor will tell you, you must just pray, you must just watch, you must just watch. Not unless your pastor, if your pastor is cool, your pastor would say that, no, go and see a doctor. You know, go and see a doctor, go and see a psychiatrist, or go and see somebody like that. But if your doctor is most now, not like that, then the likelihood of this person having no idea what you should do with your life, right, is extremely high. And them to lead you into things that are not for you is even higher. I'm telling you. So all I'm telling you is, if you are having psychological issues, if you feel like you're having psychological issues. And most of the time, we never want to admit it's psychological. We always want to take it to the witchcraft side. And I don't know what type of witchcraft this is if our country is still in shambles. Because you think, you mean to say, if somebody had superpowers, if somebody had superpowers and they could make things disappear, why wouldn't they make money disappear? Why wouldn't they make, or maybe they are. In this country, you never know. Maybe the ministers are using their black magic to make money disappear out of accounts. Eh? And it just, we don't know. So I'm saying that I don't advise. Yeah, I'm just going to go and talk to my pastor, or I'm just going to go and talk to anything church related when it comes to mental health issues. I don't advise it at all. I'm telling you right now, I'm standing my ground, and the church people can come and fight with me. May I have enough fight for the rest of us, man. May I fight. You must come and convince me for real. But in all honesty, go and see somebody that specializes in this specifically. You know, there are certain modules within the humanities, right? I don't know now, because within the Faculty of Law, I know that they have sociology. You know, sociology is most now the study of people, you know? People, groups, and things. Yeah. Sociology. I know that they have sociology. I don't know if they still have it, but with us, when we had our B Juris and all of that, we had sociology. And it was just the study of people, but we did not have psychology. Yeah. In law school, we did not have psychology. Right. So I don't know now about the humanities, right? Because I've seen with certain fields that there is an element of psychology. But also with this element of psychology, when I tell you it is an element, it is an element. It is not the whole cake. It is not the whole periodic table. It is not the shebang. It is not the 9 yards. It is not the whole cake. It is not... it's not the bread buttered on both ways. It is definitely not that. It is a glimpse of what psychology could be. It is a glimpse of the psyche. It is a glimpse of human behavior. It is a glimpse, just a little bit. So they don't actually have the know-how. You know, so with the humanities, you find that somebody that did drama and theater, maybe they also had introduction to psychology and social psychology, for instance, right? And then that's just where it ends, or something, or it ends in the second year, and then you have to take up whatever you are taking up until the fourth year if you're not double majoring or something like that. But it is not the same as somebody that has gone strictly for psychology, because then they learn more, because that's all they are learning. That's all they went there for. So now with a pastor, they have an element of psychology. They need to understand psychology. They need to understand the concept of the psyche. They need to, but they don't go in depth to an extent where they can diagnose problems, where they can give you solutions, where they can help you in finding and figuring out solutions from a psychological perspective. And that is why I don't advise that you go to the pastor to go and give you psychological help. Or shiriai. No. I say go to the professionals. It's the same as I would most now not advise you that needs a lawyer to go and sit and talk to your pastor. For what? Your pastor, they could defend ngamokota. No. Not at all. So it's the same thing. So when it comes to mental health issues, please see professionals, man. Like, stop playing with your life like this. Stop playing with your mind like this. Because when your mind checks out, ne? Your mind checks out, guys. It's the same as death. When your mind checks out, if you have something, it's better. If there's a bipolar, if there's a schizophrenia, if there's a borderline personality, there are so many disorders that we can all have, that we can all function with, right? But with that, if it is found and diagnosed, ne, it's so much better, because then we can also find a way of living with it. But what I'm saying is that don't fool yourself so that your schizophrenia becomes worse than it already is. Now it becomes worse, and then one day, right, you just check out, there's just no one there. Have you ever found a person, right, that does not have a mind or a psyche anymore? It is sad to watch. It is sad to see because they just, it's just not there. My sister experienced a psych patient the other day. She experienced a psych patient the other day that took out his eye and ate it. Like, took out his eye in psychiatric at Central Hospital. And took it out and ate it. And he just sat down nicely and just chewed his eye. He didn't cry. He didn't, there was no pain like that. And that is most now somebody that is not home. It's just the body. So I'm urging you to say that preserve your body, preserve your mind, get help, get the help that you need, get the help from the correct people. Like, stop going backyard. Yeah? You are like those people that do backyard abortions. Yeah? You will die. Ha! Huh? You will die! You're out here playing with your life. You will die. I'll just go to my pastor because, you know, my pastor knows. No! Don't go to the pastor. Go to a psychologist. Go to a psychiatrist. Go to a social worker. Oh, guys. No. And then the next one is frequent lapses in memory. When you don't remember, guys, this one is very important. Where you constantly don't remember what you did, like maybe today, like the whole day, you don't remember it. It's like you were not there. Like, what's that? Eh, those are frequent lapses in memory. When you just don't remember. Anondaninga shikenen. Like the whole day. Okay. So do you actually remember waking up? Like, ah, no. From waking up. Okay. And then, Kanti, you went about your whole day. You went to Eagle FM and then you had a meeting in town and then, but you just don't remember. Yeah. And now you have Maitreya calling you. Oh, great meeting today. And you're like, what meeting? You see, those are problems, guys. Those are problems. And the sooner we get them fixed, né, and checked out, the better, man. The better. Then we can at least say we conquered that one, that hurdle. We'll go on to the next hurdle and face it also. Wow, we are together, Moss. And then the second one or the next one is seeing or hearing things that other people can't see. Now, there's a sense of messing around that people like to do to other people where it's called gaslighting. And usually what gaslighting does is they make you believe that what you see is not real and it's not true, you know, but it's usually done by narcissists and lovers that just want to mess with you. But I'm talking about, like, let's just go to the other side. Yeah, I told you already that you're not with her. That is bad. When you can hear that, that is bad. So that needs to be checked out. And then also, now you are looking at a whole dog inside your kitchen. Can you really see the dog? Is the dog really there? There's this schizophrenic guy that has a channel on the internet, that has a channel on the internet, and one of his episodes, he had an episode where he was seeing things. He's schizophrenic, so he sees things and hears voices the whole time. And he is on his meds. So he got a service dog. A service dog is a dog that helps him cope with his disorder. Now, I don't know if we have those here in Namibia, but yeah, he has a service dog. So what happens is that when he's having episodes in terms of, like, he's seeing things, but with schizophrenia, it's never positive. So there's a difference between negative thoughts and somebody actually saying negative things. And that person is not real, but the person has their own voice. Now, it's not your voice that's speaking. The person, like, I speak like this and the person speaks, I was telling you already, like, just run the other side. Why are you still here? Hey, let's just go to the other side. Let's just go. Nobody's gonna know. Let's just go. Shh. I'm such a scary lady. So yeah, that is as somebody else's voice. It's not the same as the matriarch's voice. That's somebody else. You know, when there's that somebody else there, that's a reason enough to have it checked out, to have it like, let's talk about it, you know, let's go out there. And at this point, I promise you, if you are ever feeling like you are embarrassed for not being mentally okay, right? I know you are in the dark by yourself in the room and you're listening. If you ever feel like embarrassed for not being 100 in accordance to you and not being normal in accordance to you, right? If you ever feel like that, I promise you, when you go and sit at psychiatric, yeah? Because I'm guessing you, like the fancy ones, right? The fancy ones can go to private. It's nicer. It's a 15 minute thing and it's a 1 hour session. It's nicer. You know, it's cute and it's private. You guys can go there. But for the rest of us that don't like have those kinds of options, where even if you have your medical aid, right, you're preserving every minute of that medical aid and every penny of that medical aid for your children, right? And you just opt to go to state. For those that go, or for those that are thinking like that, right? I promise you, when you go and sit there in that hospital, you will realize that there are so many people that you see on the streets every day. You are no special. You can go there thinking you are a celebrity and people will know who you are. And then you realize that you are sitting next to 10 celebrities. You are sitting next to people that are coming to collect their meds. You are looking at them, but the person has a Mercedes, man. Yeah? Mercedes. The person has a Mercedes, a whole suit. Yeah? The person is talking on the phone, but if you can hear the conversations that are being spoken about on that $30,000 cell phone. Yeah? And the smell that they are smelling is amazing. And they are coming to get their meds. I'm telling you. Mental health issues, ne? Know no boundaries. They know no pocket. They know, like, the same person that is walking with a mental disorder is the same person that's driving with a mental disorder. You have nothing to be ashamed about. We are all there. You might even go and meet me there. I'm the type of person, every little thing that I feel, I go. If I'm feeling all kinds of down, if I'm feeling stressed, if I'm feeling anxious, if I'm feeling panicky, if I'm feeling anything that has to do with my psyche, my mind, right? I go. I go because I have children. I have children. I have a parent. I have parents-in-law. I have a husband. I have employees. I have a job. I am employed. I have audiences. I have a whole life that I still need to live to its fullest potential. I cannot afford to not have my mind. And that's why I go. Yeah. And then last but not least, as we finish up with the warning signs of mental health issues in adults, is frequent vague physical ailments with no obvious causes. You know, you have stomach aches, you have headaches, you are always physically sick about, like, but it's not kucha you ate anything different or something out of the ordinary happened. It's just little ailments. Maybe, just maybe, have a conversation about that one as well. Because, you know, most. We're all about getting better, ladies and gentlemen, man. And it's not a sin. It's absolutely not a sin for us to try our best. And when we try our best, right? We acknowledge that we had fallen at a certain time and we'll get up. So ladies and gentlemen, I hate to love and leave you. But I need to love and leave you. So from me, the matriarch, I bid you farewell. I love you forever and today. You are important to me. And let's stay winning. Let's stay trying and let's stay positive. Let us be the best versions of ourselves, even when life is staggering and it is hard. I love you forever and today. I'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock.